And welcome back to the Entheogenic Midwife. I am your host, Omalewa, and I just want to talk to you all about medicine women and the importance of having wonderful medicine women or a wonderful medicine woman in your life. That medicine can consist of love, food, wisdom, touch, singing, energy. There's so many things that could be medicine. There's so many things that are medicine through the herbs, through the spaces, safe spaces that we create, offer healing to others. I just recently came back from Louisiana, where I was hosted by a beautiful, wonderful, amazing medicine woman there who it's just powerful. The wonderful land that was there, the peace, the silence, the laughter, the energy, everything there was just exactly what I needed. It was exactly what we needed. Being able to share with one another, again, our love, our resources, our medicine, as well as how we assist and heal one another, how we give healing, how we receive it. The good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, you know. It's important to have women, divine women, where you can express yourself, be heard, communicate. So just grateful for that experience and the medicine women who've come before, the medicine women who come after, like we are important people in society that have been overlooked due to certain traumas, due to just society being this fast paced, get it and go, hustle and bustle, grind, grustle. As a friend of mine says, that we often forget the people who are here to facilitate healing, to listen to us, to be our peace, to be our comfort, to be our tissues when we cry, the shoulders that we cry on and stand upon as well, you know, strength. We're better when we're together, like the Care Bears. We all have our individual gifts, but when we come together and share, when two or more touch and agree, things become more powerful. They transcend space and time. You know, we breathe one another's essence and take in each other's everything, pretty much, when we're truly connected. And it was through that this weekend that I was really able to embody the fact that I'm not alone in this thing. You know, being a Pisces, we also often isolate ourselves. And my moon is in Virgo, so I tend to isolate and think often too much, which self-evaluation is important. But getting out of those spaces of psychoanalyzing ourselves and sometimes often psychoanalyzing others and society and our environments too much, it's just good to be in the company of divine feminine women. We often have so many similarities, even often things that appear to be different, whether it's color or our sexual preferences or money, distance, all of those things are illusion. When we come together, there's a divine alchemy that takes place. In a way, all of us are medicine women. We are. And finding out and allowing spirit to enhance those gifts that we have, finding out what those gifts are. I have many women who are kind of in the space where they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what services to offer, you know, and that's fine. But just really getting with yourself and getting around other women that are a divine reflection of you so that your spiritual gifts can be enhanced or found or your passions reignited, you know, through the work that we do. I love to share my gift of singing, of laughter. I'm a part-time comedian. But also medicine, healing through touch, cooking, you know, those are some of the things that I love to extend of myself outside of inside and outside of the medicine work. It's just, it's all medicine. So just finding your medicine, you know, finding the medicine within yourself, within others, within the universe, you know, and some of that medicine is bitter. I've recently been encountering some bitter medicine out here. It's nasty. It's disgusting, you know, but I take it, I ingest it, and I allow it to make me a better woman. You know, it may hurt a little bit going down, or it may just slide down the wrong way, and sometimes you want to junk it up. You want to regurgitate it, but it's like, let it get in, let it settle, let it do what it needs to do for you. All medicine isn't yummy. It isn't all sweet. You know, you have your bitters that go in and do amazing work. You know, some stuff is hot, like tea. Sometimes it could be too hot for you. Cool it off. Take it in sips. Sometimes the hotter the better. When you have that cough, that hot tea, get it in. It's good for you. It helps with that cough, you know. Helps to soothe your throat. So in that medicine, some of us, the medicine, again, it may be nasty. It may be gross, but look at it for what it is. Look at it for the healing benefits that it does offer, and get it inside of you. Get it on you. Get it around you. But for the purpose and intentions of it serving your higher good. So I just kind of wanted to share that with you all. I have some awesome events coming up. There's TAM Integration in September with the Psilocybin Summit. Not sure if many of you know that the National Psilocybin Day is 9/20, September 20th, kind of similar to 4/20 with cannabis. So there's a 4-day online summit. So check that out through TAM Integration. During that same weekend, I will be in Oakland, California, doing some amazing work, meditation work, with Catherine McLean. So just excited for what's to come, and share space with dynamic, phenomenal women as we share our gifts, our love, our wisdom. There's also the Empyrean, E-M-P-Y-R-E-A-N, People of Color Conference that's coming to Washington, D.C. in September as well. There's Soma Phoenix, there's Ife Tayo, two beautiful medicine women that I've met that are offering some phenomenal wisdom, advice, knowledge, power, energy to people of color, and safe, sacred spaces for us to do our work. In Michigan, there's the Michigan Psychedelic Society, where I'll be doing a panel of local practitioners here so that people can find us and meet us and know who we are and hear our individual views and theories and just the practices and things that we offer. You know, we have a soul tribe here. We have family, we have associates, we have relatives, but we also have our soul tribe. And in this day and time, it's very important that we find our soul tribe and connect and have fun and live and laugh and love and just experience what this earth has to offer us. We've been blessed with these divine gifts and divine sisterhoods and brotherhoods and circles. So it's about time we do the thing. You know, I had a beautiful medicine woman that I hosted here in my home. She's dope as fuck. Sophia Ladybug. She's been on the show. So to allow the people to come into our spaces and be vulnerable and open and allow them into our worlds, you know, we have to do that. You know, vulnerability is power. You know, crying is purification. So wrapping our arms around one another, kumbaya, fire, smoke, medicine, like magic. We're here for it all. So I just wanted to share that with you all. The podcast has gone through some minor little shifts. We were in a Mercury retrograde, and I lost quite a bit of content with Catherine McLean, who was a phenomenal scientist. She's worked with the Johns Hopkins Research Study Group as it relates to psilocybin and terminal illness. And we talked about psychedelics and motherhood. So just phenomenal content that kind of got lost in the shuffle. So continue to bear with me, hang with me. I have some equipment coming in, and there's other audio work that I am preparing for. So thank you for tuning in. Feel free to contact me at any time for massage therapy. My company is Sweet Serenity Company, and I also offer psychedelic consulting. So reach out to the website. There's massage therapy. There's doula services. There's products under the Earth Medicine link. Some blogs that I've written in the past. So get to know me as a medicine woman, friend, healer, and just a divine reflection of you. The cosmic mirror. Some of the things you may need to see about yourself that is a natural reflection of the woman that I am. So I love you all, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being.